For decades, the district I represent has been known as Power Alley. We are home to three very large coal-fired power plants, a coal refuse plant, and a natural gas plant. The economic vitality of my region depends on these power-generating facilities and the fuel they consume. The global downturn in the energy economy is well known, and the district I represent has taken its share of body blows during this difficult time. That's why Senate Bill 1195 is so vitally important. It sends a message to the hardworking men and women who keep our energy needs met that we in the General Assembly will have their back as these new regulations are adopted. The review by the General Assembly will provide for a wide spectrum of opinions and regional perspectives. It moves the process beyond the limited confines of DEP bureaucracy and allows all stakeholders and public interest groups to provide their viewpoints to respective legislators. In fact, we are already hearing from those stakeholders, most notably the several organized labor groups whose members could be directly impacted by the Clean Power Plan. Senate Bill 1195 is strongly supported by the AFL-CIO, the Pennsylvania State Building and Construction Trades Council, the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, the Boilermakers Local 13, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and the United Mine Workers of America. With the livelihoods of thousands of coal, electric generation, and construction workers, and the well-being of their families at stake, it is imperative the General Assembly retain the opportunity to consider the Clean Power Plan's impact on Pennsylvania, as intended when the Act 175 was passed. Mr. President, Senate Bill 1195 is common sense legislation that will help protect the thousands of families sustaining jobs that so many Pennsylvanians rely on.